All right, so you know you've got this great idea for a website.
Yeah.
And maybe you're even thinking bigger, like an online store or,
Sure.
you know, a whole online presence.
Right.
But then you start looking into it
Yeah.
and you
It
realize
can be overwhelming.
it's like a jungle out there.
Oh, yeah. There's so many
Like,
options.
where do you even begin?
Exactly.
So that's why today
Okay.
we're gonna kind of cut through all that noise and focus on one really crucial piece
Yeah.
of the whole web development puzzle,
Okay.
and that is
What's that?
the CMS.
Ah, the content management system.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
CMS.
Makes sense.
Now, for anyone who's not familiar with that term,
Yeah.
basically think of it as the control panel,
I like that.
like the dashboard for your website.
It's a good analogy.
So it's what allows you to manage all your content,
Right.
like your
It's
text, your images, videos, all that stuff.
the stuff that makes up the site.
Exactly. Without needing to know a lick of code.
You don't have to be a programmer,
Right.
which is amazing
It really is.
because it opens up the whole world of web development to pretty much anyone.
To anyone, yeah.
So, for this deep dive,
Right.
we've been looking at some really great information,
Yeah.
specifically an article called Top CMS Platforms for Web Development.
Sounds like a good one.
It's really comprehensive.
Okay.
And our mission today is to take you through five of the biggest platforms out there.
The heavy hitters.
Yeah, exactly.
All right.
So we're going to break down each one,
Cool.
talk about their strengths, what they're good for,
Yeah.
really try to give you a sense of which one might be the best fit for you.
Okay.
And the great thing is,
What's that?
it doesn't matter if you're a total tech newbie or if you're a seasoned developer. This information is going to be relevant.
Good stuff.
So, ready to dive in.
Let's do it.
Okay, so let's start with the undisputed king of the CMS jungle.
Oh, I know who you're talking
Or
about.
WordPress, right? WordPress, it's everywhere.
It's huge.
It is huge.
I mean, our source says it powers over 60% of all websites.
60%, wow.
Yeah, 60.6 to be exact.
That's incredible.
It's crazy,
It
right?
really is.
So what makes it so popular?
Well, there are a bunch of factors,
Yeah.
but I'd say one of the biggest is that it's open source,
Oh, that's a good point.
which basically means,
It's free.
yeah, it's free to use
Okay.
and modify.
Right.
And there's a huge community of developers
Yeah.
all over the world who are constantly improving it
Right.
and creating new plugins and themes for it.
So it's constantly evolving.
Exactly. It's always getting better.
And that's a big deal because it means you're not stuck with some static piece of software
Right.
that never changes,
It's
right?
always growing.
Yeah, you've got this whole community behind it.
A global community.
Yeah, that's constantly making it better.
And that's also good for security because more eyes on the code means
Yeah.
more vulnerabilities get caught.
Oh, that's a really good point.
Yet the more people who are looking at the code,
Yeah.
the more likely it is that they'll find and fix any security holes.
That makes a lot of sense.
And that's really important for any website owner.
Especially
Like,
nowadays,
especially nowadays, yeah.
with all the security threats out there.
Exactly. You want to make sure your site is as secure as possible.
For sure.
And open source helps with that.
Okay, so open source is a big plus.
Definitely.
But I think another reason WordPress is so popular is just how user-friendly it is.
It's pretty easy to use.
Right, like even if you're a complete beginner,
Yeah.
you can usually get a basic site up and running.
You can get something up pretty quickly.
Yeah, without too much trouble.
There's definitely a learning curve,
Of course.
but it's not as steep as some other platforms.
Right. And that's a big draw for people who just want to
Yeah.
get their ideas
Well, he's
online,
going.
right, without having to spend months learning how to code.
Exactly.
Okay, so ease of use is a big factor.
Yeah.
But don't be fooled by its simplicity.
Oh, no.
WordPress is also incredibly versatile.
It can handle a lot.
It can power everything from simple blogs
Yeah.
to complex e-commerce sites. So it really can grow with you.
Very scalable.
Yeah, and a big part of that scalability comes from its massive library of themes and plugins.
Oh, yeah, the plugins.
Right. So
Right.
basically, if you want your site to look a certain way
Yeah.
or have a specific functionality, chances are there's a theme or a plugin for that.
It's like an app store for your website.
Exactly. And that's super powerful because it means you can customize your site to your heart's content.
And you don't have to build everything from scratch,
Right. You can just find the pieces you need.
which saves a ton of time and money.
Exactly. And that's a huge advantage for small businesses and individuals.
Makes it more accessible.
Totally. All right. So that's WordPress,
The powerhouse.
the 800-pound gorilla.
It's definitely a force to be reckoned with.
But let's move on to another popular CMS, Joomla.
Joomla. Yeah, that's a good one.
So how does Joomla stack up against WordPress?
Well, it's kind of like the middle ground
Okay.
between WordPress and some of the more complex platforms out there.
So it's a bit more advanced than WordPress?
Yeah, it's got more features out of the box.
Okay.
And it's more flexible in some ways.
But it's not as difficult to learn as, say, Drupal.
Right.
Okay, so it's a good balance.
Exactly.
So our source mentions that Joomla is really well suited for things like social networks.
Yeah, it can handle that kind of complexity.
And e-commerce sites,
mm-hmm.
because it has more robust user management and content relationships built in.
Right, it's designed to handle those kinds of things.
Okay, so if you're thinking about building something a bit more complex
yeah.
than just a simple blog,
mm-hmm.
Joomla
mm-hmm.
might be a good option to consider.
Definitely.
And another thing that's great about Joomla.
What's that?
Is its strong community support.
Oh, yeah. The community is awesome.
So if you ever run into any problems, there's a whole network of people out there.
Always willing to help.
Who can help you out.
And there are tons of resources online.
Exactly. So you're never really on your own.
Nope. You've got a whole team behind you.
That's great. All right. So that's Joomla.
A solid choice.
A good all-rounder.
For sure.
But now let's talk about the platform that's often seen as the big dog.
Oh, yeah. Drupal.
Drupal. Heavy hitter.
Right. This is the one that's known for its power.
Yeah. It's robust.
Its scalability.
Mm-hmm.
And its security.
Super secure.
So our source describes Drupal as being perfect
yeah.
for complex, content-heavy websites.
Lots of content.
Where performance and security are absolutely crucial.
You need it to be rock solid.
Yeah, so think like large organizations.
Okay.
Government agencies,
mm-hmm.
universities.
Right, places that handle a lot of sensitive information.
Exactly.
They need something they can rely on.
And Drupal can handle that.
Absolutely.
Because it's built for it.
From the ground up.
So if you're anticipating a site that's going to have
yeah. massive amounts of content.
Tons of it.
High traffic volumes.
Mm-hmm.
And you need top-notch security.
Yeah.
Drupal should definitely be on your radar.
For sure.
Now, here's where it gets interesting.
Okay.
Our source mentions that Drupal is a favorite among developers who build these really large-scale
yep.
enterprise websites.
Big ones.
Yeah, and that tells me that.
What's that tell you?
Even though it might be a bit more challenging to learn initially.
It can be a bit tricky.
It offers this level of power and control.
Yeah.
That's just unmatched by some of the other platforms.
You can really do anything with it.
Right. So if you need that kind of fine-grained control over every aspect of your site,
mm-hmm.
Drupal is probably the way to go.
It's the power user's choice.
But it's important to note
okay.
that the learning curve for Drupal is steeper.
It is.
Than for WordPress or Joomla.
It takes a bit more time to get up to speed.
Right. So if you're someone who needs to get a site up quickly,
yeah.
or you have limited technical expertise,
mm-hmm.
Drupal might not be the best choice right out of the gate.
Maybe not right away.
You might want to start with something a little simpler.
Yeah, something more beginner friendly.
But if you're willing to invest the time and effort
yeah.
to learn Drupal,
mm.
it can be incredibly rewarding.
It's a powerful tool.
Okay, so we've covered WordPress,
mm-hmm.
Joomla.
Yep.
And Drupal.
The big three.
Now let's shift gears a bit
okay.
and talk about e-commerce.
Right, selling stuff online.
Exactly, because we have two platforms on our list uh-huh. that are specifically designed for online stores.
Cool.
So the first one is Magento.
Magento, yeah, that's a big one.
Yeah, our source describes it as being tailored specifically for e-commerce.
Built for selling.
So what makes it so special?
Well, Magento is known for its comprehensive set of features.
Okay.
It's got everything you need to run a successful online store.
So we're talking about things like
yeah.
advanced catalog management,
mm-hmm.
sophisticated order processing,
yep.
detailed customer account management,
right.
and a whole bunch of marketing tools.
All the bells and whistles.
It's like the Swiss Army knife of e-commerce platforms.
Yeah, it's the real beat.
And it supports a wide range of payment and shipping options.
Oh, yeah, that's crucial.
Right, because if you're selling online,
yeah,
you need to be able to accept payments from all over the world.
And get your products to your customers.
Exactly.
No matter where they are.
So Magento makes all that easy.
It streamlines the whole process.
Okay, so it sounds like Magento is a really powerful platform.
It is.
But who's it best suited for?
Well, I'd say it's ideal for businesses that are
yeah.
serious about e-commerce
yeah.
and need a high degree of control over their online operations.
So maybe not the best choice for someone just starting out?
Probably not for a brand new shop.
Right, because it can be a bit complex to set up and manage.
It's definitely more advanced.
But if you're looking for a platform that can grow with your business
yeah.
and handle a lot of complexity, yeah. Magento is a great option.
It's built for scale.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Let's talk about the other e-commerce platform on our list.
Right.
Shopify.
Shopify, yeah.
So Shopify has become incredibly popular in recent years.
It's everywhere.
Yeah. And our source describes it as being very user-friendly.
Oh, yeah. Super easy to use.
And specifically designed for e-commerce.
Built for selling.
So it sounds like it's kind of targeting a different audience than Magento.
In some ways, yeah.
So what are Shopify's strengths?
Well, I think its biggest strength is its simplicity.
Okay.
It's just so easy to set up and manage an online store with Shopify.
Like even easier than WordPress.
In some ways, yeah, because it's all hosted for you.
Oh, that's a good point.
So you don't have to worry about any of the technical stuff.
Right. You just sign up.
Pick a template.
Add your products.
And start selling.
It's that simple.
Pretty much, yeah.
That's amazing.
It's a game changer for a lot of small businesses.
Yeah.
Because it takes all the hassle out of setting up an online store. And it offers a wide variety of customizable templates.
Oh, yeah. You can make your store look really professional.
So you don't need to be a design whiz or hire an expensive developer.
Not right away, at least.
And another big plus for Shopify.
What's that?
Is its seamless integration with all the major payment gateways.
Oh, yeah. Payments are a breeze.
Right. So you can accept credit cards.
PayPal.
Apple Pay.
All the popular options.
All that good stuff.
It's all built in.
So it sounds like if you're... priority is to get your online store up and running quickly and easily.
Mm-hmm.
Shopify is a really strong contender.
It's a great choice for beginners.
Okay, so we've covered five major CMS platforms today.
Five big ones.
WordPress,
mm-hmm.
Joomla,
yep.
Drupal.
The powerful one.
Magento.
For the serious sellers.
And Shopify.
The easy option.
So how do you choose the right one for your project?
Well, like our source said.
Yeah.
It really depends on your individual needs,
okay.
Your technical expertise,
mm-hmm.
and the specific goals of your project.
So there's no one-size-fits-all answer,
okay.
But we can give you some general guidelines. So if you're looking for a platform that's flexible,
okay.
easy to use,
mm-hmm.
and has a massive community behind it,
yeah.
WordPress or Joomla are great options.
Good choices.
But if you need something more powerful,
yeah.
something that can handle huge amounts of content,
tons of it.
And has top-notch security.
Mm-hmm.
Drupal is the way to go.
It's the workhorse.
And if you're all about e-commerce.
Selling stuff online.
Magento is great for businesses that are
yeah.
really serious about online selling.
Lead time sellers.
And need a lot of control over their operations.
They're controlled.
But if you're just starting out.
Yeah.
And you want something that's easy to use
mm-hmm.
and quick to set up.
Get selling fast.
Shopify is a fantastic option.
It's a great platform.
So hopefully this deep dive has given you a better understanding.
I hope so.
Of the CMS landscape.
It's a big world out there.
And helped you figure out
yeah.
which platform might be the best fit for your needs.
It's all about finding the right tool for the job.
Exactly.
And there's a tool out there for everyone.
For sure.
That's the beauty of it.
So thanks for joining us for this deep dive.
It's been fun.
And if you want to learn more.
Yeah.
Be sure to check out ValueCoder's blog
oh.
at valuecoders.com/log blog.
I have to check that out.
They have a ton of great articles and resources that can help you make the best decision for your web development project.
Very helpful.
All right. So here's a final thought for you.
Yeah.
As you're thinking about your web project.
Yeah.
Consider this.
Mm-hmm.
Which of these core characteristics.
Okay.
Like the flexibility of WordPress or the power of Drupal.
Yeah.
Or the e-commerce focus of Magento or Shopify.
Right.
Aligns most directly with the challenges
okay.
and opportunities that you see for your project.
That's a good question to ask.
Because once you know what your biggest needs are, it becomes a lot easier
mm-hmm.
to choose the right tool for the job.
Makes sense.
All right, that's all for today.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks for joining us.
See ya.
And happy building.